the screen so that. Yeah, that's it.
This is unbelievable. Basically,
Shalom Aleichem. Tell me where you want me. Should I start? Are you still waiting for someone?
Yeah. I think it's good. It's a start.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank the North Miami Beach Kollel for, I guess, inviting me once again. A different type of invitation from abroad, but remotely. Hopefully this will be a bright start for future type of situations, future shiurim. We're holding a few days before Shavuos, Shloshes Yemei Hagbala. And as it's well known in the Svarim, Ramchal has said numerous times, is that Yomim Tovim are not commemorated. We don't just remember Yomim Tovim. Yomim Tovim are part of a cycle of a year, and the hashpois that caused those yamim tovim continue year after year, repeat themselves with the different tekufos of the year. The hashpois of Pesach comes every year by Pesach time. The hashpois of Shavuos by Shavuos. The hashpois of Sukkos by Sukkos. It keeps on happening again. So right now we're not talking about remembering Matan Torah. The Matan Torah that happened Mitzido Yisbarach, and the prerequisite to that Matan Torah, which is Kabbalah Satorah, that happened from our perspective, our input, also repeats itself every single year. I think it would be then wise for us to delve into what's the essence and the quality of the Matan Torah that we had and the Kabbalah Satorah that we did, in order for it in its full depth and its breadth, in order that we should be able to again connect to that Matan Torah, connect to that Kabbalah Satorah, and once again be zeicha to those Gevaldik HaHashpois. We have to connect to that Zman to be able to tap into that Zman. So let's just delve into what Matan Torah is about. We all know, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, but based on Chazal, fascinating Gemara in Shabbos, well known, the Gemara says in Pechesim Ebeis, Kol Diba V'Diba She'yotza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yotza San Nishmasim Shal Yisrael. Every single Diba of the Aseres HaDibros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, on each one, Klal Yisrael was not Yotza San Nishmasim. They died from the Diba. The Diba was too powerful, too much. And the Gemara continues, Abazai, if they died after the very first Diba, so Diba Sheni Hei Kiblos, so how are they makabel the second Diba? If Anoicha Hashem Alakecha did them in, so what's with Losisa? Every single Diba, how is it Chayek? And the Gemara, Hoyrid Tal Sha'asa Lachis by Mason Bech Yoysam, because Baruch Hu, after the Diba Rishon, and Klaiso was Nifta, he brought down the Tal, that special Tal that's unique for Tchisa Mason. And he revived Klal Yisrael, he resurrected Klal Yisrael, and once again they will be able to be makabel the second Dibur. And what happened? They died again. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hechiyo Yisrael with a Tal, and they had the third Dibur and the fourth Dibur, and on each Dibur, Klal Yisrael was Yatzas and Nishmasan. So at the very least, we have to just superficially take out from the Gemara that when Klal Yisrael had a Kabbalah Satorah, it was B'Maloy Amila, they were makabel the Torah with such mysterious nefesh. They gave up their lives. On every single Diba, they gave up their lives. They were makabel the Torah with mamish the bechina of Adam Kiyomis Boel, the spitz level of Kabbalah Satorah. Such a sacrifice is the highest form of sacrifice a human could possibly do, is to give up his life for something. And that was the level of their Kabbalah. And this Kabbalah didn't happen once, this Kabbalah happened 10 times. Each chelik of Torah, there are 10 chalakim of the Torah organized, categorized in the Aseres HaDibros, and each chelik of Torah, Klal Yisrael did the exact same thing. They were mice and nefesh, and they gave up their lives. Now the Pella on the Gemara is a few kashas on the Gemara, to understand the Gemara. The Pella on the Gemara is that what's pshat? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them such a Torah? If the Torah was beyond their capability, was beyond their asaga, was lamaila from their koyak, lamaila from their yecholis, they couldn't be saved with such a Torah, hachiyotzad nishmasan. So what was the point to give them such a high Torah? What was the point to give them on such a deep level, on such a high level, that their neshama couldn't be saved with it? Wouldn't it have been better if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them a Torah that was tailor-made on their level, that they could be mekabel it? Gevaldik. What was the point? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them such a gevaldik a Torah beyond their capability? Another kasha, a technical problem with the Gemara is, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Tal that he uses to be Mechayim Esim, and with that Tal, he was Mechayim them. So the Shaila is Rabbi Yisai, where's that Tal come from? Where's the Tal at Tchias HaMeisim come from? What is it made out of? So the Gemara in Ksubis, Kofiud Aleph and Beis, then the Ksubis says, Ami Arotzes Ein Echaim, Ami Ratzim, I'm not going to have Tchias HaMeisim. The Chsiv, Kital, Eirech, Eirech, Talecha. Kol HaMishdamish Ba'ar Teira, Or Tari Mechayehu. If you mishtamish with Or Tari, then you'll have that tal of Tchisa Mesim. And if not, it won't happen. So the tal of Tchisa Mesim is made out of Torah itself. The Torah that a Yid learns in this world, that's the Torah that's going to be Mechayim, loss of loving. So now going back to the Gemara and Shabbos by Matan Torah, it's hard to understand what tal was there. There was no Torah. The Klai Yisrael wasn't zoicha to have the Torah yet. They weren't zoicha to learn the Torah. The very first Dibur Rishon, right when it was coming down, was Yatzos and Nishmasan. So with what was that Tal made out of that a Kadosh Baruch Hu used Tal to be Machayah them? There was no Tal. There was no Torah. The Gemara continues over there and says that on every single Dibur, called Diba Vediba Shiyatsumipia Kodesh Baruchu, Nismale Kalo Elam Bevsamim. The entire world was filled with a beautiful fragrance on each Diba. Each Diba got its own fragrance. Frek the Gemara, Vekemeshim Ediba Rishon Nismale. Since by the first Diba, the entire world was full. So Diba Sheni Lechen Halach. There was no room for the Diba Sheni to enter. If the whole world was filled with the Diba Rishon, so where's the Diba Sheni coming from? Where's the Diba Sheni going to go? There's nowhere to go. After the Gemara, Hoytzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach Meitzreisav, V'hoyimavi Rishon Rishon. But after the first Diba, he moved that entire Diba with its fragrance into Gan Eden, Rashi says. Now there was room, there was a void in the world. There was room for the second Diba. Once again, after the second Diba, he moved that into Eilam, into Gan Eden, and then there was room for the third Diba, etc. The reason why they had the besamim, this fragrance, as the Mashon and Ben Yoyada explain, is because their neshamas needed that fragrance, needed that reyach, needed that besamim to give it chizik, to be able to be mekayim and be makabel the dibur. Without that fragrance, they wouldn't have been able to be mekayim the dibur. As we know, the Gemara Bracha says, Ben Gimel Mabeis, Tavish ha-neshama nehenis mimenu, vein aguf nehenis mimenu, Reach is unique for a neshama. In order for their neshamas to have chizik, for their neshamas to be able to be makabel the Dvar Hashem, to be makabel the Aseres HaDibris, they needed that reach to give it chizik, to give it life. Just like we have like reach Matzai Shabbos, we have besamim Matzai Shabbos. That gives us chizik about neshama because we lost the neshama Yisera. And through that reach, they had the koyach to be makabel. And their hasagas grew. They had a reach, and the neshama and memela, their hasagas grew. They were makabel that Torah. Oh, but the pelis rabbi say, if it would have worked, we understand. But it didn't work. By the first diba yatzos and nishmasan. By the second diba vayta yatzos and nishmasan. At third diba again. So the reach didn't work. So what was the point of giving this besamim, giving this reach, if it doesn't work? What you have to come out of the Gemara from these shailas, what I think it's clear in the Gemara is that it's true it was Yatzad Neshmasim by the Diba Rishon. But right then and there, when they were makabel that Diba, there was a split second, a nanosecond, that they had a Kabbalah Satayr on that Diba Rishon, and then it was Yatzad Neshmasim. Same thing by the second Diba. There was a split second that there was a Kabbalah, and then it was Yatzad Neshmasan. There was a kim of Kabbalah Satayra, a high form of Kabbalah Satayra. They were able to give up their lives to be Kabbalah Satayra. But there was a kim of a Kabbalah Satayra for a split second that was Niskayim Kabbalah Satayra. And if we want to know what was the tal that was Mechaya Klai Yisrael, it was the tal of that Torah that they were just Mekabal. The Torah of the Diba Rishon that they just had, that Kabbalah, even though it was very short, but that Kabbalah, they do makabel b'maloy amila, they makabel that Diba Rishon, that was the kim of Torah that they had, that the, now that was Yatzad Neshmasan, that Torah became their tal to be machay them a second time. It was that Torah that was the tal. Just like Lassad Lavi, the Tal is created from the Torah that we learn in this world, so too the Tal on each Diba came from the Torah that they had of that Diba itself. That Torah that they got. the Medrash Rabba, the Midbar Rabba, and Shir Shirin Rabba sounds like that as well. B'shor she'shom b'Yisrael, anechi b'Sinai, nafshi yotza mehem. When they heard the first Diba, anechi, they lost. That's it. Parchad nishmasan. Chaza Diba etzakosh baruch hu. The Diba went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tainik b'tzakosh baruch hu, ayetochen, you give the Diba to Klai Yisrael, and then being nifta. You give the Torah to Klai Yisrael, and then being nifta. Chaza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'him teklem etzadiba. He sweetened that Diba. And the Medrash continues, Tanir b'shimun b'yachoy, ha-toyra hechzira lahem nafshar sayin. It was that Torah gufa, the Torah itself brought them back to life. Shenema toyris Hashem tamima mishivas nafesh. It's returning of their nefesh, mishivas nafesh. It was the Torah that they got on that Dibarishan that brought them back to life after that Dibarishan. Came Dibarsheni, again they plotzed. And there was a Torah that they had for that split second on Dibarishan that created the Tal to be Mechai them after the Dibarishan, and so on for every single Dibar. So we wanted to know what was the point of having the Besamim if it didn't work. Rabbi say it worked. That was the point. The point was that they should be on the level to have a Asaga for such a split second to have the Torah of each Dibar. Memela, they would have enough Torah to have a Techiyah through the Tal that came out of that Torah. Each Torah created Tal. Each Torah created Techiyah Samesim for them. So there was a Kabbalah Satorah, and that Kabbalah Satorah came through that Besamim. Because without those Besamim, had they not had that Gvaldika Saga, and there would not have been any Kabbalah at all. There wouldn't have been any Kabbalah Satorah. There wouldn't have been Tal. There wouldn't have been Techiyah. There would be nothing. And Ben Yoyada explains that every Dibur has its unique inyonim. Every Dibur, Asar Zadibris, categorizes a different set of the Tayag Mitzvahs. And each one has its different reyach, its different flavor, its different fragrance. And in order to be able to tap in and have a sog in that Dibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create unique besamim for every single Dibur. After the Dibur Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that Reach and put it into Gan Eden, came out a new set of Besamim, a new Reach that was unique for the second Dibur. To be able to empower Klai Yisrael, enable Klai Yisrael to be able to chap the second Dibur. And so on, each Dibur had its unique fragrance. Each Chelek HaTorah is unique. And that fragrance that came about, that Reach that came about, that was put into Gan Eden, it's not really for now, but it seems, appeared this forum, that loss of loving, the neshama is going to be nena from the reyach of the deep of the mitzvahs of maisim tovim that we do in this year, in this world, creates a reyach. And that's the reyach that's stored in loss of loving. To tap into that reyach, it's that reyach of the dibur, of the aseres hadibros that are in Gan Eden. It's the inyan of reyach. But getting back to us, is the Klai Yisrael had a kim of Kabbalah Satorah. And every single Dibur, they had a Kabbalah Satorah. 10 different Kabbalah Satorahs. Collectively, it's one Kala Torah Kula. The Sfarim say that Lasad Lavoi, the Torah that we're going to have, if the Tchias HaMesim, is going to be on a much higher level. And the Torah of Olam Haba, and the Torah of Udei Olamis, after that, the Torah is going to go high and high, the different levels of Torah. We live in the world of Asiya, we're living on a lower level of Torah. But Allah said, love it, there's going to be a higher level of Torah, and level after level. And it's mashma like that over here too. Because think about it, Rabbi Isai, they had the Dibarishan, and they plots. They couldn't be saved with such a Gevaldika Dibar. So Yotzas and Nishmasan came along the Tal from their Torah and was Mechayah them. So now they're B'nei Tchis HaMesim. Memela, they're able to hold on to the Dibarishan. See, if they wouldn't have been elevated in status, if they wouldn't have had a higher Darga, then L'chayra, when they came back to life, and that Dibarishan is Nitzav B'Shamayim, it's here, they should be Yotzas and Nishmasan a second time. L'moshel, someone passes out. He has a terrible tragedy. He just heard Rachmanis on his parents were just nifted in a car crash. Lo aleinu. He heard that he just lost his fortune. He's now an anivavian. He passes out. They revive him. The second he remembers again what happens, he passes out again. The tsar is too great. It's too much. If the Dibarishin is too much for them, and that's why it's Yotzen Nishmason, so when they came back through the Tal, how's that going to help? Again, the Dibarishin's here. If we Vaita Yotzen Nishmason, they were never chais on that Kabbalah, so Vaita they're being Makabal, that Dibarishin. So why won't Yotzen Nishmason a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time? Teretz is, it's because once they came back and they had Tchis HaMesim, they came through the Tal, they were elevated. They were B'nai Tchis HaMesim. On a certain degree, they reach a higher level. And if they reach that level, so now they're able to be Seivel, that higher level of Kabbalah Satar. They'll be able to be Seivel, that deeper. And once they had the Tchis HaMesim, they're now higher up that they could be Seivel, that deeper. So now Rabbeisai, if that's the case, if they're now able to be Seivel, the Dibarishin, because they're B'nai Tchis HaMesim, so then why was it Yatzad Neshmasim by the Dibar Sheni? If the B'nai Tchis HaMesim, they came back to life with this Gevaldik HaTal, the Tal, the Hamtokas HaTorah, because Rogue was Mamtik the Dibar, and now brought them back to life, Torah Sashem Tmima Meshibes Nafesh, they're on a higher level. So if they're on a higher level, the B'nai Tchis HaMesim, and that's why they're no longer Yatzad Neshmasim and the Dibarishin, so how come the future Dibaris caused them to be Yatzad Neshmasim? How's the chayek? What's the chayek? The Dibarishin, they can be Seivel, and the Dibar Sheni, they can't? So I want to share with the Olam a fascinating medrash, and I think that this is chat in the Gemara. It's a very important medrash to know for life. And it's certainly on Shavuos, but it's an important medrash. The medrash says like this, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishma, the Torah wasn't needed. It didn't have to be given to Klal Yisrael in this world. It could have stayed up there. Why did Klal Yisrael need it here? And the Medrash continues and explains, what's the kasha? Why didn't Klal Yisrael need this Torah? Shakala seed and leaves made in Torah via Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, Klal Yisrael is going to learn Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So lam noslam Torah b'olam hazeh. We're going to learn a such gevaldik, a higher level of Torah l'olam haba. What's the point of giving us Torah b'olam hazeh for? It's not that. That Torah is on a much higher level, asav. We're going to get it anyway. So what's the point of having Torah b'olam hazeh? Zok demedrash, a frightening word. Zok demedrash, shekishiyava HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'alamdam b'olam haba. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to teach Torah l'olam haba, if you learn the sig of Shoshanagak as a par in this world, he'll be able to understand the Shia Klali of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Shoshanagak as a par in Olam Haba. Lefikot, the Pasuk says, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishma. Im Shemaya Bo'ilam Hazeh, Tishma Lo'ilam Haba Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you understand in this world, you'll be able to understand in the next world. It's true, the end game is not this Torah. The end game is the Torah of Olam Haba. The end game is a higher level of Torah. But if we don't have the Torah of Olam Hazeh, we're not shaykh to the Torah of Olam Haba. The only way to tap in, to be able to be zaycha, to understand the Torah of Olam Haba, is we understand the Torah of Olam Hazeh. To medesh tanchuma in Pashas Kisavai Simendalid. It's really a Zoya, Sefer Chassidim, Meshuchanoch Harav, many, many Svarim on Mayrach on this. I want to share with you on the same, in the same vein, it's a Chavetz Chaim in a couple of places. If you look in Lekutei Halachos, he has on Zvachim, the beginning, he writes a beautiful Hakdama. He also mentions it in similar in Zechor LaMiriam, in Sheim Olam. He says, watch this. Kashiyachas Eloi Bo'ilam Hazeh, Yediyah Pashas Achas B'Torah. If a person lacks in this world a yediyah in one pasha of Torah, that pasha will be a chesaron for him, nitzchi loy b'olam haba. He will never be zeicha to understand that pasha of Torah. Kashi yigala HaKadosh Baruch Hu es asoydis v'chokmas al yoynitz ashen nemtsoyim b'cho pasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us that gevaldo kashir, being megala to asoydis upon soydis, soydis past that result, soydis past the Zohar HaKadosh, soydis and upon soydis of what's licked in every chelik of Torah, in every pasha, in every word of Torah, lo yavinu oysa pasha, he'll never understand that pasha. When a person is nifta from this world, Zakto Chavetz Chaim, can you imagine the tsar, the nefesh is going to go through, lo asad lavoi, when he's not going to be able to understand the shir? You know where we go? We go through Shir. We see everyone, all of our Chavim around us got the Vart, and we don't have the Vart. We feel like 2 cents. We're beside ourselves, depressed, and we're missing the boat. If a person didn't learn that chelek atori b'olam hazeh, he will lack that chelek atori l'olam haba l'netzach netzachem. He will never get that pshat. Whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a shir in that inyan, everyone else will get it except for this person. He'll have an unbelievable tzar. And the Chofetz Chaim continues and said, Gehenim is not going to help. Gehenim is to purge. Chatoim is to cleanse a person, is to cleanse his neshama, to be mesakin his neshama. But if the Torah that he didn't learn, he'll never get the Leila Maba. If he's not Shemaya Boila Mazeh, he'll never be Tishma Leila Maba. Lenetzach Netzachim. And the Chofetz Chaim says he'll either be forced to remain an Amoritz benegay to that Torah, us. Or be forced to come back in this world as a gilgul and be mashum da chelek atayrim. We know that roiv neshamis bezman hazeh are gogulim. Who knows, Rabbi Yisai, why we're here in this world? There's a going, yifashish b'maisav, nashrish b'maisav. Maybe the only reason why we're a gilgul is because we lacked a certain chelek in Torah. The Rav Magid came back, and he came back in this world as a gilgul. He was Reb Chaim Vital. The Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital that he's a Gilgul of the Rav Magid. And the reason why he had to come back to this world is because Kol Chayav, he was Isaac in Nigla, and he was never Isaac, well, I guess Kidaboy in Nister. And Meili had to come back to this world to be Mashlim his Tafkid. He was missing a Chelek HaTorah, and a Chelek HaTorah was the Nister. And Meili had to come back as Reb Chaim Vital. Who knows why we're back? Who knows why we're here? Maybe we missed out Masechta Menachos. Maybe we missed out Kalim. Maybe we missed out Peah. We don't know why we came back. But if a person is missing a chelik in Torah, he'll never have Ashlama until he comes back. The Tzlach in his Agdama Ketana says the following. He was talking about the meaning of learning Agadas Chazal. Apparently, at that time, there was a pushback not to learn Agadas Chazal, Agadata. They go through quickly, you can skip over it. And he went and he pushed. Mashal Nagdam also pushes, and he says you have to print his Chidushim on Agada and on Shas together. He doesn't allow one to be printed without the other. But the Tzlach says, Ki Yidua, that Agadas Shas stood in Agadas Shas. Of the Seidus HaTorah, it's the Rashba, many Sroms say the Ramchal, the Goyin. A lot say that in the Goddess Hashas is toward the Seidus HaTorah. Shitchi is, we haven't got the foggiest idea what the government wants. It's a bird, it's an egg, it's an island, it's 60 of this, 300 of that. We haven't got the foggiest idea what the Gemara is talking about. Zot Tzlach Afopikin, we should learn every single Agadata, every Agadata is Choshev. Because if we don't get it, Ba'ilam HaZeh, we will never get it, Bo'ilam Haba. In this world, if you learn about the birds and the swords and the boats and the water, La'asad Lava, you'll get the sightness of what the bird means and what the water means and what the boat means and what the sword is and what everything is. But if we don't do it, Bo'ilam Hazeh, we're lost forever, L'netzach Netzachim, Kolila V'chas. And he gives a fascinating mashal. He says, it's a mashal that there was a boat filled with people and they got shipwrecked and they ended up finding an island that was never inhabited before. They were all alone on the island. It was a few men with one woman, and she was pregnant. She gave birth to a child, a baby on an island. They were fending for themselves. There was no yeshivas. There was no education. There was no Torah. There was no books. There was nothing to learn. There was no education. All they had to do was survive by building houses, chopping down the wood, trying to make clothing. The mamish primitive, and came along one person on the boat as his child was growing up. He was a little kid, and he started to learn with his child Aleph Beis. And the child fought back. He pushed back. What am I learning Aleph Beis for? What is Aleph Beis going to do for me in this island? Can you explain to me? Does an Aleph build a house? Does a Beis build a house? Does it make clothing? Does it make food? Does it irrigate the land? What does it do for me? And he kept on pushing the kid and forcing the kid to learn. And if the Aleph Beis comes to the Nekudis. And again, the kid was, can't be Saiva. What's the purpose of Nekudis? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares if it's Kamitz Aleph, oh, Kamitz Beis, but I can't do anything with this. And this elderly fellow just persevered and he kept on pushing the kid to go further and further until he finally taught the kid the entire Aleph Beis with Nekudis and the kid was fluent in it. The Ayoyim, another boat came by and saw the people on this island, took these people and brought them back to civilization. This child was already 20 years old and he was brought back to civilization. And now he was able to learn. Because in his early years, in his childhood, at least he learned Aleph Beis with Nekudis. So he was able to read, he was able to start learning. Had he not developed then, had he not learned Aleph Beis and Nekudis then, he would have been an Amar's Gama, and remain Amar's Gama the rest of his life. Then that child appreciated what this Zokin did for him. Zokta Tzalak did the same thing with our goddess Hashas. Right now we're like that child. We haven't got the foggiest idea what it's saying. But it's the Aleph Beis, it's the basics. And La'asa love it, we're going to get to say this in that, in those sugyas. And Beitz and Rabbi say it's really kol ha-Torah kulas like that. The Torah of Olam Hazeh, the Torah of Olam Asiyah is like the Aleph Beis and the Kudus. If we get it in this world, then we will get deeper and deeper, La'asa love it. If we miss out in this world, if we missed it, we're done. We're done. That's it. It's gone. Can you imagine if we learned through 10 of the Oisias of the Aleph Beis and we missed out the other 12? Those 12 Oisias, we're done. We're never going to get that sugi. It's over. It's done. That's what Torah is. Torah is a hachana, and it's gewaldic, but it's also a hachana for the Torah lasalavik, because Torah goes deeper and deeper. The Maral explains, this is the Indian of Erev Tavshilin. We know what Erev Tavshilin is you have to cook before Yontif, and then you can continue on Yontif, be Maisif on Yontif for the Yemei HaShabbos. If a person doesn't cook his egg and his matzah before Yontif, he doesn't prepare it, then he is now allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. So to Maral, what's the side? What's the Indian of Erev Tavshilin? So to Maral, beautifully, as we know, the Yemei HaChoyel is considered Olam Hazeh. Rampant in all the Svarim. Shabbos is Olam Haba, Yom Shekulu Shabbos. Kol HaMeichem Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. What we prepare in this world, we'll be able to eat in the next world. Yom Tov as Yemei HaMashiach. If we started our avoid in this world, in the inyonim that we medactic, that we worked on in this world, the Torah that we learned, and the mitzvahs that we performed in this world, then Yemei HaMashiach, we could be moisif and continue to learn those in Yonim and to perform those mitzvahs and get more sky and elevated, higher saga, higher saga, higher saga. And then the last of love, be moisam Shabbos, we could be nana from the Yemaisa Shabbos. We could be Oich Ba'ilam Abba, the Torah that we learned in this world and Yemaisa Mashiach. But if we don't learn in this world, the Yemaisa Choyim, then Yemaisa Mashiach is too late. It's a Yom Shein Behem Chayfetz. There's no more, that's it. There's no more Nisayin. You can't wake up then. We can't wake up then and, okay, now we're going to start to learn. Now we're going to get Kol HaTorah Kula. It's too late. Whatever we didn't do in this world, we can never do La'asad Lavay. The Man De'om in Be'ya, Tezvavah Mebe'y says, In Oifen El Ala Afoy, the Mevashon El Ala Mavoshol. Each thing requires its own hachana. But if tavshilin, if you have something cooked, you can continue to cook, but you can't bake. If you have something baked, you can continue to bake, but you can't cook. Each thing needs its own hachana. And whatever we do, ba'ilam hazeh, we could be ma'isa v'ahilak, we ma'isa mashiach, and we could be zeicha l'ilam haba. But what we don't have in ilam hazeh, we'll never have in ilam haba. Rabbi say, somebody learns bava kama, and he never learned bava metziya. Pictures, he's going to know Bava Kama cold with all of its siders. And Bagabi Bava Metzi is going to be an Amma or its Gama. He's learned Yeshua in Shoiftim, and he never learned Shmuel. Lasad Lavai, he'll never know Shmuel. He'll never know Mishlei. He'll never know Yecheskel. He'll never know Yirmiyah. He'll never know the Treyasa. He'll be Blaib and Amma or its Gama, Lasad Lavai, Lenetzach Mitzachim. Every chelik of Torah, here is achana for the chilek haTorah there. Every Kabbalah that we do here is a Kabbalah for the Torah lost at Lavoi. The Torah was given in 10 parts. It wasn't just one Kabbalah Satorah. It was 10 parts of Aseret HaDibros, which collectively is Kol HaTorah Kula. So now Rabbi Sai, we asked, what's Pshat, if they had the Tal of the Dibur Rishon, how come Yotzei Neshmasim by Dibur Sheni? If they were the B'nai Tchiyas HaMeisim, that they're able to withstand and hold on to the Dibur Rishon, how come Yotzei Neshmasim by Dibur Sheni? It's Pashit, because the Dibur Rishon has nothing to do with the Dibur Sheni. There's a Dibur Rishon of Chelek HaTorah, and the second Chelek HaTorah has nothing to do with the first Chelek. I don't mean nothing, of course, Kol HaTorah Kula is connected. But I mean to say is what Yozoichin Chelek Rishon of Torah doesn't help you for another. Doesn't help you for a Dibur Sheni. So when it came again, the Dibur Sheni, Yotzei Neshmasim, they plus. They weren't able to be soivel. They weren't on that level of Asaga. Then came that Torah that they had through their Kabbalah, and that Torah created a Tal, and that Tal gave them Nachamol Tchiz Amesim, and so on with every single Dibur. That was Kabbalah Satorah that Klai Yisrael did. It wasn't a isolated Kabbalah Satorah. It wasn't on one Indian. I'm the Kabbalah Torah to learn Bi and not Biki is not Bi and Gemara, not Novi, Novi, not Medrash, Medrash, not Zoyar. It was a Kabbalah Satorah on all the Chalakim of Torah. The Medrash Mavur, the Goyin says, they were Kabbalah, not just Torah on the Pshat level. It was Ponim B'Ponim. Ponim is two, B'Ponim is another two. It's plural. It's four Chalakim of Torah. It's Pardes, Prat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. They had a Kabbalah Satorah on all the Chelke Atorah, on all the Inyonim of the Torah, on all of Aseret HaDibros, and on each one they were Moisei Nefesh. Each one they gave up their life for. Each one had a Kabbalah Gemurah. That was their Kabbalah Satorah. It was a full-fledged Kabbalah Satorah. And we wanted to know, Rabbi Yisai, what was the point of giving Klai Yisrael such a Torah beyond their Asaga, beyond their Yechailas, that they're going to have to be Yotzei Neshmasim? Wouldn't it have been better for them to have a Torah that's on their level? Rabbi Yisai, how many Kabbalists of a Torah, how many Matan Torah on Har Sinai will there be in Klai Yisrael? One. And that Kabbalist of a Torah is not just for Olam Hazeh. That Kabbalah Satorah is for La'asad Lavai, for Yemaisam Nashiach, for Ilam Abba, for Elef Hashmini, Elef Hatishi, Elef Hasir. That Kabbalah Satorah is for La'ela, Mamish Abik, forever, La'netzach Netzachim. The Torah that they were given wasn't a Torah just for Ilam Hazeh. The Torah they were given was the entire Torah that they'll ever learn in the history of mankind, forever and ever. That was the Kabbalah Satorah that we got. That was the Matan Torah, Mitzido Yisbarach, and that was our Kabbalah Satorah. We makabel that too. We makabel not just the Torah for this world, we makabel Kol HaTorah Kula for all the worlds to come, for all the Alofim to come. That was the Kabbalah Satorah that they did. It's possible that now we have a new Deher, what Nasa V'Nishma, many Pshatim, Beis Alevi, so many different Pshatim in Nasa V'Nishma. I just want to suggest one more Pshat in Nasa V'Nishma. And that is Nasa, we're going to do what we're being Mekabel now on our level of Asaga, what we could be Mekabel now, and V'Nishma, and we're also being Mekabel to hear a higher level of Torah, a deeper level of Torah, more Torah. We're not satisfied, complacent with what we have now. We recognize that there's always more beyond our yechailas, and we're going to be makabel that too. That's the nasa from the present and the nishma l'asad lavai. And we're going to be nishma more tayr. We're going to be makabel whatever we could be makabel. Kol ha-tayr kul on every single bechin, on every single level. Rabbi Yisai, when we tap into the hashpayis hazman of Shavuos, we shouldn't be nageya behar beketzeo, like the Kotzka says. We shouldn't be satisfied just to chap on a little brekel of the har. No, we have to be makabel kol ha-tayrakula, just like Klai Yisrael was makabel then. We want to tap into the Ashbay Sazman. The Ashbay Sazman is not a Torah miyuchet for ribis. It's not a miyuchet for choshen mishpat. It's not miyuchet for any Indian. It's kol ha-tayrakula on every single level. And that's the Kabbalah Satorah. They have to be makabel. We have to be makabel. We have to broaden our horizons. We have to realize that Torah is not much big. And where are we going to put into our schedule to learn Kol HaTorah Kula? How many of us have asaga to learn kala terikula? How many of us have siddurim to try to chaparain kala terikula? On every level, tanach, medrash, sifra, sifri, kala terikula, zaya, eitzchaim, whatever it is, nigla, nista, pshad, remish, rutsayim. Of course, it can't happen in one day. If without a plan, nothing's going to change. We have to have a plan. We have to have a plan. How are we going to introduce to know Shisha Sedri Mishnah and Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi and Medrash? We have to have a plan. If we don't have a plan, we're never going to get there. We have to, tzibislach, slowly, Akash Broke understands, we're not Malachim. Slowly we're going to continue and continue. But we have to be makabel to do that. We have to be makabel kala tayakula on every single level. I want to be Messiah. There's a Nesiva Shalom, the Baal Nesiva Shalom, came to his yeshiva and he asked a bunch of Bachrim, tell me, Rabbi Isai, we know that the Muras HaZman repeat itself every year. So we know that there's another Matan Torah, there's another Kabbalah Satari every Shavuos. Tell me, at what point in Shavuos, at what time in Shavuos, what time of day in Shavuos does the Kabbalah Satari take place? When? Just give me the time. I should know, oh, now is Kabbalah Satari. So the first bracha said, Pashit Amud HaShachar. That's when the day starts. Second bracha said, no, it's really Netzachama. That's when the Zricha happens. The third bracha says, no, it's when it's Kriyas HaTorah, like the Sormer Mavua, Kriyas HaTorah is a Gavaldik Matan Torah. And the Baal Nesivah Shalom said, no, that's Napshat. I'll tell you when Kabbalah HaTorah happens. Kabbalah HaTorah happens when you Makabal the Torah. On Shavuos, when you're makabel the Torah, when you make up, then you're being makabel the Torah, that's when Kabbalah Satara happens. If you slide through Shavuos eating cheesecake, then you're being makabel cheesecake. If you makabel the Torah, on the point in Shavuos, when you make up your mind, yes, I'm committed, I am going to be conquering Kala Torah Kula, I am going to be makabel to learn Torah, that's when Kabbalah Satara happens. And that's when you tap into the Hashpayis Hazman. Rabbi said, we should all have the schus to be zoicha to learn kala terekula on every single level. We should make a true festa kabbalah in this shavuos, and we make that kabbalah. We'll tap into the kabbalah of Klal Yisrael by Maimon Har Sinai. We'll tap into that matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. Every year repeats itself. We just have to tap into it. We can't just sleep through it. We have to tap into it. We be zeichet to tap into it. We should have a gevaldik, a year of Torah, an aliyin Torah, b'chol in yonim, the heke, b'reicha, b'erek, the depth and the length, the breadth of Torah. We should be zeichet to have a gevaldik, a year, a shana toiva, with the divrei Torah. As we know, the ilum is nidim, b'ilin, by peris of peris, by shvuas, peris of ilan, and the Swarm say it goes on Chedushi Torah. We should be zeichet to have a gevaldik year Chedushi Torah. We should be zeichet to stay together. La'ilu la'ilu. Shkoyek for listening.
Shkoyek.